AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. At least 1,000 troops from the 82nd Airborne Division from the U.S. will be sent to the Mideast in the coming days as the Iran war rages on. The Pentagon is also planning to deploy 2 Marine units that will add about 5,000 Marines and thousands of sailors to the region. This comes as the Trump administration offers a 15-point ceasefire plan to Iran. The AP's John Gambrell has more.
A 15-point plan has been transmitted to Iran from the United States seeking to potentially end the war that has just disrupted the Middle East. Now, the details of this plan remain in question, but officials have told the Associated Press that Pakistan, which has been one of the countries trying to get a diplomatic route to the end of the conflict, has transmitted it to Tehran. Pakistan, Egypt, and Turkey have been key in trying to negotiate a settlement to the war.
In other news, passengers continue to face long lines at airports across the U.S. as TSA officers work without pay.
A dispute in Congress over funding the Department of Homeland Security has held up the paychecks of TSA officers for close to 6 weeks now. And some officers, like Taylor Desert in Indiana, say they've had to rely on food banks.
I never thought I would be in a position to where working for the federal government that I would need to go to a food bank.
Sarah Estelle is chief outreach officer at Gleaners Food Bank of Indiana.
In Indianapolis Airport, we have about 300 TSA workers who have been working without pay for some time with no end in sight at this point. So Gleaners is doing special distributions for these workers.
DHS says more than 455 TSA officers have quit so far. I'm Donna Warder.
This is AP News. British police have arrested 2 men in connection with an arson attack, which authorities are investigating as an anti-Semitic hate crime.
The Metropolitan Police say the 2 men, aged 45 and 47, were arrested in London on suspicion of arson with intent to endanger life, and both men have been taken to a police station in the city for questioning. Commander Helen Flanagan, head of Counter-Terrorism Policing London, said the arrest marked an important breakthrough in the investigation, but she noted that surveillance camera footage of the incident suggests 3 people were involved. Police have not yet declared the incident to be a terror attack, but are investigating a claim of responsibility by a group with potential links to Iran. I'm Charles Delesma.
OpenAI is shutting down its social media app Sora, which went viral last fall as a place to share short-form videos generated by artificial intelligence. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.